voorheen op Perron FM 95.1.
Goeiemôre aan Hildegard Kraus. Goeiemôre Hildegard.
Goeiemôre.
Ja, baie dankie dat jy die tydjie afgeknyp het om met ons toe kom gesels. Ek weet dit is vreemd, verlede week en die week voor dit het ons vir George Smits gehad, maar ons wil met jou praat want jy gebruik voerdokter vir 'n spesifieke doel, is ek reg?
Dit is heeltemal reg so, ja.
So, Hildegard, I'm going to ask you, I'm just going to do an intro from what I've learned from you, and that is that you are growing orchids, right? And yep. you started with orchids in a specific time, and it originated from somewhere. So before we go into the food doctor side of things, tell us about your conservation attempts and also your orchid origin. Where did you get about growing orchids, please?
Okay, Marius, so I'm a horticulturist, so I qualified in about 88, and my interest has always been indigenous vegetation, fynbos, and I ended up doing 10 years at Kirstenbosch Botanic Garden, and the then curator dumped me in a deep end and asked me to look after the Dyser collection. Now, we say Dyser in English, ons moet eintlik Disa sê. And Dyser, most people will know it as the Vepia Blom. It's that big red orchid that grows on Table Mountain, and it's very much well-known, well-loved. And it was because I was dumped in the deep end and told to grow these things that I got involved with them.
So it was it wasn't because it was a touchy subject with the Vepia that you know.
No, not at all. No, not at all. But I do find if I say to people Vepia Blom, then immediately the penny drops.
Okay, yeah. Sorry, I had to just put that in there, right?
Yes. So that's how I started. And of course, Kirstenbosch's whole principle all the years was A, to grow indigenous and to, through propagation and cultivation, to reach conservation. That's the actual impetus. Oh,
that's so, an interesting line, interesting thread to follow, eh?
Yes, and you know, our indigenous plant material is so unique, and we don't know everything. There is just so much we need to learn on how to grow them, and it's just not, I always say to people, we're not growing pansies. It's just so difficult and so different, and it's also very interesting.
So you are going to continue with growing orchids. Now, before, I would like to just tell you, if you've only just joined us, I'm speaking to Hildegard Kraus, and Hildegard is going to tell us more about how she uses voerdokter. So as jy 'n boer is, het jy nou gehoor die laaste tyd, jy kan nie sonder voerdokter boer nie, maar 'n boerdery is meer as net boerdery, dis ook plante en gewone tuin maak. Doetie luister ook in, sy is die vorige burgemeester se vrou, so ek weet sy het groen vingers, Hildegard. So how do you incorporate voerdokter, because we are talking about diatoms, right? And it's a very special product. So how do you incorporate food doctor into the orchid growing?
Okay, so one of the challenges in growing Dysers is that they're very susceptible to two main pests, and that is red spider, and the other one is thrips. Now, thrips in Afrikaans I see is called blaas poinkies.
Okay.
And thrips is very much a problem in the agricultural sector, especially in the citrus sector, and then also in floriculture. And because of the drought we've had here the last 7 years, the atmosphere and environment got very hot and dry, and that is absolutely when you get thrips and red spider.
Okay.
And I'd gotten to know about food doctor and starting research its uses in horticulture. And the thing about it, it's very fine and it desiccates. And so if you dust it onto an insect, that's what it does. It's not toxic, but it almost desiccates the insect.
Okay.
And so because of this challenge of having thrips on my Dysers, I applied the food doctor in a liquid form into the very crown of the plant, because the thrips lays its eggs and the little larvae develop in the very crown of the plant, and you don't see it. And these little beasties, if I can call them that, because they're not well loved. They actually suck the sap out of the very crown, and you don't realize it's happening because the outside leaves look fine. And I then started applying the Food Doctor in a liquid form just into the crown of the plants. And that did its job. But the surprise came when 3 to 5 months later, coming into flowering season, as the plants were putting on new growth going into flowering season, I saw this incredible substance developing in the leaves. The leaves were robust, almost succulent-like. The stems were incredibly strong. The flowers were, we call it substance. You'd almost say they're synthetic, but they're not.
So does it hold any danger for other insects like bees? Because that's very important.
Yes, of course, yes. If you were to dust it onto a bee, it wouldn't be good for the bee. But what's the chances that you're actually going to manage to dust it or in liquid form get it onto a bee?
No, but if you drop it into the plant, they're not going to take it from that in a liquid form. Nectar, in other words, yeah.
No. Of course, the advantage of applying it in a liquid form is that it trickles down into the folds of the leaves where you can't get to.
Yes. Okay.
And then as it dries out, forms this fine powder, and those little larvae of the thrips are then totally desiccated.
Well, that's fantastic.
And then the added advantage came of this incredible growth that I discovered with the plants. And what we've learned also is, of course, that the high silica content causes the cell walls in the leaves to strengthen. And that is what gives the robustness to the plants. And, you know, so over the years, one thinks about all these things, and then you suddenly realize, why do our plants and our dyes in the nature always look so strong and healthy? And we bring them into cultivation, we throw all sorts of fertilizer at them, we think we're going to reach the same results, and we don't actually.
Yeah.
And the answer is, of course, when the orchids, the dyes grow in mountain streams, and that water is crashing down all the time over the rocks, the quartzitic rocks, Table Mountain sandstone, and it's giving off silica all the time in minute quantities.
Because the silica is also, as George explained to us, that silica is also within Food Doctor, right?
Yes, it's a very high percentage in Food Doctor, yes.
So, carry on.
Yeah, so, you know, that's the thing I think about growing plants. There's just so much to learn, and it's your observation skills that actually teach you all these things. And that's, I think, in gardening is the biggest answer for me, is to actually look carefully and try and assess what's happening. And you don't always get the answer straight away. It often takes a lot of time.
I often wonder, when we do this sort of things and you get involved with nature, how much of it is actual feeling? In other words, you can't just go in there try and be in charge and be God, but you have to feel it. Is that maybe a correct description, Hildegard?
Yes, absolutely. You know, if I look at my colleagues, we all sort of specialize in certain things, and I certainly can't grow so well something that another colleague of mine is growing. I'm just giving a quick example, and yes. She's very good at growing buchus, and I just don't have that talent. And it there's a lot of a feeling. You can learn a lot, but from books and whatever, but eventually it comes down to your personality, I think. And you know, there's a saying, the good things take time. The good things happen slowly. It's a godly principle.
Yes.
And you can't rush nature.
I like that.
I like
your synopsis of it. It's a godly nature. Nou, as jy nou net eers ingeskakel het, ons praat met Hildegard Kraus, en Hildegard gebruik onder andere Food Doctor, en in die Food Doctor is daar bestanddeel wat genoem word diatome, dis die varswater diatome, né, Hildegard?
Ja, varswater
diatome. En ons wil nie te technisch raak omtrent dit nie, maar jy kan Food Doctor kry by jou naaste Agrimark, by elke Agrimark waar het ook al is, en as jy sukkel, gaan ons vir jou nou net weer George Smits sy telefoonnommer gee. Hildegard, just finally, you are involved with or conservation, and not many people know you, but you've also got a lot of accolades with regards to your work in this line of field, and you've grown your own hybrid. Tell us more about that, and how did Food Doctor contribute to that kind of creation?
Yes, okay. So so I was growing these orchids for Kirstenbosch Botanic Garden, and then when I left I decided, well, if I did it there, I can do it here. Mm. And being connected to Botanic Garden, there's always been very long, strong conservation ties, and I maintained those ties, and I built a laboratory here at home in Barrydale. So all my plants are artificially propagated. So we start from seed, we introduce them into a sterile environment in the laboratory, grow them on, and then they get hardened off and grown out in the nursery. But because they are grown in a laboratory, there's this term artificially propagated. So when they're in that sterile environment, you can then actually send them overseas. It does away with CITES, and all you need is a phytosanitary inspection from this country, and then an approval from the other country. But it facilitates growing a large quantity from a small quantity, if I can put it that way, in a very simple way.
Yes, understandable.
And having had the success, or having seen what Food Doctor does with the plants outside, I've gone one step further, and that is that I've added a bit of Food Doctor into the medium in the tissue culture setup. So the medium is jelly-based, into which we put the nutrients, and then I've added the bit of Food Doctor, and then it all gets autoclaved or put into, we can also say it's put into a giant pressure cooker, so that's sterile, and then the plants are grown in a sterile condition.
Wow.
And the reason why I did this was that through going to the various conferences, and the one particular conference is the International Conference for Conservation of Rare Orchids. And I was speaking to a gentleman by the name of Kingsley Dixon, who does this sort of thing in Australia, and with all his frustrations, he'd actually taken soil from where the plants occurred and actually autoclaved it two or three times and added into the medium.
Oh, wow.
And this I learned when I was at the last conference 2019 in London at Kew, Royal Botanic Garden. And then I thought, okay, well, if he can take soil and do it like that, let me take the Food Doctor.
Yeah.
And of course, I've had some trials and errors, but you whittle it down and you try again and try again. And again, I'm getting a robustness in the plants in the laboratory that I've not seen before. And which means that when the plant then gets grown on, either by myself or by somebody that has bought the plant, so much greater is the chance of them having success. And then, of course, enjoying the plant. And that is actually what is horticulture is about, isn't it? It's about sharing the ability so that other people also have the opportunity to do this.
And obviously the feeling coming through, right?
Yes.
I'm speaking to Hildegard Kraus. Hildegard, net vir, daar is nou baie huisvrouens wat ingeskakel is vanmôre. En almal van ons het een of ander tyd maar lekker groen vingers en dan raak ons half despondent. We become despondent because you grow your roses or you grow your whatever you are growing and you find kind of, ach man, ja, ek sukkel so vreeslik. Hoe kan ons die gewone huisvrou, soos ek en jy, huisman. hoe kan ons die gewone persoon wat tuin maak ook kry? Hoe kan hulle voordeel trek uit Food Doctor by hulle plant?
Wel, een baie groot voordeel wat ek ontdek het in die groentetuin veral, is as jy nou groentesailinge wil plant, dan vat jy die plantjies, jy haal hom uit die potjie uit of uit die six-pack of wat ook al, en jy vat daar hele wortelstelsel en jy druk hom in Food Doctor poeier en dan plant jy hom en dan maak jy lekker nat en jy vind as daar Food Doctor onder is by die wortels, die voordeel is jy kry 'n krag in die plant en 'n stabiliteit wat jy nie gewoonlik sien nie. En hy verbeter die hele mikroorganismes systeem wat om die wortels gebeur.
Okay, so dis wat,
dis een groot voordeel.
So dis wat gebeur, ons moet hom uithaal, want baie keer is het soos, dit het al gebeur dat ek van die six packs koop, en as ek hom plant, dan is hy eindelijk net so droog onder die grond, en dan vrek jy goed, dan verstaan jy nie hoekom jy. So is eindelijk, haal het uit, kan ons die voerdokter aanmaak met water, en het binnen die water druk?
Absoluut, absoluut. Eindelijk hou ek meer daarvan, as ek nie hastig is nie, dan ek hou meer daarvan om hom in een emmer water dik aan te maak, en dan vat jy die plankie en jy druk om die wortelgedeelte in hierdie nat voeddokter en dan plant jy, maar dan kan jy natuurlijk die rest ook in een gieter sit en
oorgooi, ja.
Oor die plant, ja, uit oorgooi, ja. Ja,
yes, Hildegard Kraus, baie dankie dat jy jou tyd afgeknyp het om met ons te kom gesels.
Dis een plezier.
Dis insiggewend, hopelijk gaan ek weer met jou gesels. Dankie, ons praat weer en jy met een lieflike naweek, hoor.
Baie dankie, Marius.
Per on FM 95.1